This is the Farm Doc Daily Podcast. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in studio. Gary Schnittke, Farm Management Specialist from the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences and U of I Extension. Gary, thanks for taking the time. You penned a brand new article that's up on the Farm Doc Daily website. Folks can find it at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. It's all about the new trend-adjusted yield endorsement for the federally sponsored crop insurance products. It is an endorsement that was asked for, I believe, by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board and developed in cooperation with the folks in the Ag Econ department here.
That's correct. And what it does, and Illinois corn and corn and soybeans in the Midwest are interested in this because they have high trends, or the yields have been increasing over time. And this trend adjustment takes that into consideration, and it adds to the APH yield, which is usually used to calculate guarantees, a trend adjustment so that that APH yield is higher, more accurately reflecting the actual yields that we're likely to experience in the coming year.
It's an attempt to what many would say is to fix the lag in APH yields as it relates to crop insurance.
That's exactly right. And just to give an example, corn yields in Illinois have been increasing by about 2 bushels per year. So what this proposal does is for each year from the present, it adds 2 bushels to the yield. So the 2011 yield would have 2 bushels added to it, 2010, 4 bushels, and so on. It works out that if the 2 bushel trend is what is about right, and you have 10 years of yield history, it'll add about 11 bushels to the APH.
It depends on which county you happen to live and farm in as to how much that trend addition is.
Yep, and the way this process works is each farm in the same county will get the same trend adjustment per year. Those are, again, county-specific, and they'll range across Illinois. Generally speaking, higher trends are in the northwest corner of the state, and lower trends are in the southeast corner.
Do all products that use APH now get adjusted by this? If a producer would elect it, because it is an election.
Yep, this is an election. It's an endorsement. It's available for corn and soybeans in 14 states, roughly from Ohio to Colorado, North Dakota, down to Kansas. It's a pilot project, corn and soybeans. If the actuarial performance of this product works out, it will be expanded to other crops.
It's an endorsement. That generally tells me there's an additional cost. Is that correct or not?
There isn't really an additional cost to this program. What will happen is that premiums will be the same with or without the trend endorsement for the same guarantee level. So if a guarantee level was $800 without the trend adjustment and $800 with the trend adjustment, those two products would have the same premium. So there really isn't any additional cost.
Can you take me through an example and what it might mean?
All right. For example, in McLean County, average corn yields in that county would reflect 175 bushel yield. Their APH, or their trend adjustment APH, would be 11 bushels higher than that, and so they would be using an APH yield in that case, or trend-adjusted APH yield of 186 bushels.
It'll make a big difference on their crop insurance.
Obviously, that raises the guarantee levels, again, getting them closer to what people actually expect from production.
Again, it's an election, it's an endorsement, and once you decide to elect that endorsement with your crop insurance agent, you don't have to do it again?
You make the endorsement selection once. I have a hard time seeing how any farmer in Illinois won't select it, because it will increase their APH yield. While in the example, total premiums were the same, the trend-adjusted yield endorsement will have a little bit lower farmer paid premium cost for the same coverage level or same guarantee, because lower coverage levels have higher subsidies. So it's difficult for me to see how an Illinois farmer wouldn't select this.
For For both corn and soybeans?
For both corn and soybeans.
And the soybean adjustment is how much?
Trend adjustments or trend rates in Illinois are about 0.45 bushel, 0.4 to 0.45. Again, it varies around the state.
So this is something that producers will be hearing about from their crop insurance agents, and that a decision they will have to make as an endorsement by the 15th of March.
That's correct.
That's Gary Schnitke, an Extension Farm Management Specialist in the University of Illinois College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. This has been a Farm Doc Daily podcast. You can find more at the Farm Doc Daily website, farmdocdaily.illinois.edu.